QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association. QDMA is a nonprofit that promotes deer hunting and wildlife habitat. Membership, $35 a year. It receives 6 issues of Quality Whitetail Magazine, the first and only magazine to focus exclusively on whitetail herd and habitat management. And as a bonus, you'll receive a QDMA logo hat and a killer grunt call to bring that big buck in next season. Become a member of the greatest whitetail organization out there. Go to QDMA.com and join today.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You going to be that guy who missed it? No. You going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You got to crack open some ice cold Buds and pass the love around. Because missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing and Restoration. Capital City does small to large jobs with enough references to ease anyone about quality craftsmanship. Our sister company, Capital City Restorations, is your one-stop shop in construction that can take care of all your remodeling needs, and you only have to deal with one contractor to handle everything. So if you plan on having any roofing or remodeling done, then give us a call today, 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
You ever think about investing in land? I mean real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. My name is Jerry Joe Ingram with National Land, and we specialize in land brokerage of timber, agriculture, and hunting recreation properties. Whether you are selling your property or interested in purchasing, let our team of land professionals use the latest techniques to help you make the best informed land decisions. Let us help you find the right property at the right price. Give me a call at 334-300-4273 or visit National land.com.
At Bach & DeVost Forestry and Wildlife Services, they provide assistance for a wide variety of land management activities. Timber sales, tree planting, herbicides, mapping, wildlife management, and their certified prescribed burn managers. Bach & DeVos is one of the first companies to use woodland mulching technology in Alabama. They've handled clearing projects from 10 to 1,200 acres and now operate high horsepower mulchers for your clearing needs. Call Bach & DeVos today at 269-2224 or find them on Facebook.
I can make a living from walking in the woods.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Cast and Blast. Appreciate your time. Y'all give us a call, 240-9230 outside the listening area. It's 1-800-239-9544.
Big weekend in Montgomery, Alabama. It's Buckmasters Expo time here. I tell you what, 2 weeks, football kicks off. But this is what starts it all, man. Before you know it, we're going to be out there shooting dove, hunting all the critters in God's world.
Yeah, we are.
It's coming right now. But on line three, we got the man, the myth, the legend. We got the Buckmaster himself, Mr. Jackie Bushman. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, guys. How y'all?
Yes, sir.
Man,
doing
we
quite
are
well.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I know you got a lot going on today.
Well, this is our big day. So we had a big night last night, and we just hope everybody will show up and be part of the Buckmasters Expo for the 24th time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I was down there yesterday. I think everybody in our studio here went down there yesterday afternoon. Had a good time, ran into some old friends, and looking forward to today. You got a lot of big talent that's going to show up today at certain times, and looking forward to meeting them, and happy to know that our director of Wildlife Freshwater Fisheries will be doing a nice seminar sometime between 1 and 2, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, Chuck will be down here. So very educational, and kind of show everybody what's going on here in our state.
Yeah, we got him in the studio this morning with us, Jackie. So we've been talking about the Buckmasters Expo and all the nice things to see down there, and we're quite excited and glad that Chuck could come in and be with us this morning.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, tell him to bring his dog. Tell him to bring his dog again.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there. He's a good draw. People like him better than they do me, Jackie.
I don't know what you started, Chuck, but I ain't never seen so many dogs at Buckmasters. I didn't tell anybody to bring the dog. We put 10 dogs in here yesterday.
Hey, it's a pet-friendly, and in my case, it's a child-friendly event. I mean, everybody wants to take the kid hunting and fishing. That's my kid.
Chuck, I'm going to tell you right now, I watched Jackie on WSFA on the news last night. He said it was a family affair.
So I'm carrying my family with me. Mine's just four-legged and fuzzy.
Jackie, it always goes back this. You take your wife and your dog, you put them in the trunk, leave them for an hour, open the trunk, see who's glad to see you.
You're exactly right. I'm bet on that one right there.
Well, Jackie,
we look forward to having you here this afternoon talking to all the folks here at Archery Range.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there, and I appreciate the opportunity. Look, I've been coming to Buckmasters Expos for I didn't realize it had been 24 years, but good gracious. Jackie, that says something right there for the program that you've built up and the support that you've got in this area. That's to be commended in this day and time.
Well, it's fun to bring stuff back to your home city and county and state, and I just appreciate all the support. Y'all been a team player from day one, and we're going to continue to do it. I'm really excited. We got all these 4-H kids in here from like 9 different states. They start shooting this morning and stuff, and then tomorrow we're going to have 6 juniors and 6 senior 4-H kids. They're going to come in and have their own top bow indoor world championship. So that ought to be a lot of fun because the future is our kids, that's for sure.
Absolutely, Jackie. Well, we know you got a full slate today. You've called in the last 2 weeks, man. We've had great programs, and I'm going to be down there today. Rob's going to be there with National Land Realty. Of course, Chuck's going to be doing the seminar. Man, we appreciate what you do for Montgomery and the great state of Alabama.
Well, it's my pleasure, and as I said, we got a lot of folks in. Kipper Jones is in this morning. We got Big Muck, Bill Jordan, and David Blant are coming in. We got Elliot Sadler. He'll be in from 1 to 3 at the Nationwide booth. So. But they're going to have a whole bunch of stuff to see before they even come in the doors. We got Chad Gainey. You got to see this deer. This guy, he did a full body size mount deer out of cedar tree. That's the dangest thing I've ever seen.
It's beautiful.
He's going to be doing some exhibitions out there. It's beautiful. So
I was trying to get Rob to buy it last night.
Yeah, do you think he's got a price on it?
Sell it for. He's at $4,500. I'm working on it down. But it's beautiful. I mean, it's like a statue, but. And the tiny house, guys, I'm one day going to hook that thing up, take it to the hunting camp. But that's the dangest thing. Y'all got to see that. That's cool. That's a hunting camp on wheels you got over there.
Yeah, I think my wife might buy that for me. I'm not sure.
Well, y'all come on down, bring some food for everybody. We just, like I said, this is the Saturday and Sunday are our big days. We've got a lot of fun for the kids here in the Young Bucks Pavilion, the Top Bow Indoor World Champions going on. And these vendors want to give away all this product at discount prices, so y'all come on down, and I'll see you today.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to
Thank you so much, Jackie. We appreciate you calling, sir.
All right, guys. See y'all.
Thank you.
Jackie Bushman, the Buckmasters Expo. Let's go to line one, back to Ray, and she's got a question for Mr. Sykes.
I do, and I appreciate him being there. My son is in the Army National Guard, and I've asked Steve and Rob about this before, but I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth. He's in the Alabama Army National Guard, been in Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
He works for Corps of Engineers in Georgia. He drills in Centerville, Alabama. He gets there on Friday night. He's there Friday night, Saturday night, and then he leaves on Sunday. He's there 3 days in Alabama at least 10 times a year. The other time, 11 times a year. So he's here in Alabama at least 33 days on active duty. Does he qualify for a resident license?
Does he have is his residence in Georgia?
His residence is in Georgia.
I'm going to get your information from Rob and Steve, and I will have someone from my office contact you because we do have some opportunities for military. I'm not the licensed guy, but I will get someone in touch with you. I do not want to give some false information.
Okay, well, that's fair enough, and I thank you very much. And
yes,
I
sir.
That's a good question. That's a good question, Ray.
All right, thank you so much.
I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, thanks, Ray. We appreciate it, buddy. Tell you what, that was an excellent question.
It is, and I don't want to give any false information because we do have opportunities for our military folks, but I want to make sure I got my facts straight.
I hate to go to it, but if he's active military and stationed here, correct? He can pay state prices or resident prices.
Right. I've just got to check on the guard.
Absolutely.
That does throw you off there, doesn't it, Chuck?
It does.
We'll find out the answers and get back with you.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I tell you what, Chuck, before we went to the break and we've come back, had a couple callers, we were talking about these special opportunities, public land, something that's close to your heart, my heart. We want to do these. Now, these new opportunities are a little bit different.
Yeah, people are familiar with how we do our alligator hunts. You know, you've got limited animals that you can harvest. We've only got 250 tags. And people put in, they register for it, and get drawn. Same thing is going to be for these special opportunity areas. Starting August the 28th, people can go online to OutdoorAlabama.com, go to our public hunt page. They can look at all the opportunities that we have, and they can register for them. The drawings will be held October the 3rd. This is not going to cost you anything. If you are a resident or a non-resident, you can apply. All you have to do is get your conservation ID number to register, and then once you get drawn, if you're a non-resident, then you can buy your license. So we're opening it up to everyone that wants to hunt in Alabama.
Now, during this hunt, or if you harvest an animal on this hunt, do you have to check it in anywhere?
No, you have to. There are requirements. You're going to have to take a picture of the deer or the turkey, send it to the biologist that's in charge of that area. We're going to have skin and shed built with all the tools to pull the jawbone, take the weights, take the measurements and everything that we need. This is basically going to be run like a well-oiled hunting club in the state that's only going to cost you an Alabama hunting license and a WMA permit to join.
And that permit costs how much?
$18.
$18. You cannot beat that with a stick, folks.
And I mean, if you go to Bankhead or if you go to Lowndes County,
it's the same thing.
Absolute same thing. There's no additional cost.
No additional cost. We're just trying to provide additional opportunities to folks.
You know, Chuck, the way I look at it with a draw like that on public land, it's really going to make it so much more safer. You got a lot of folks that say, well, you know, public land's a little bit crowded. But if you go to a large public land, you can find a place to hunt.
Absolutely.
But these are sort of what I call smaller parcels of land.
Well, it gives peace of mind. Just me and my hunting buddy are going to be hunting this tract of land. And the way we've got it set up, again, using Cedar Creek, 6,500 acres, we're only going to hunt 10 people. Five of those units will be hunted at a time, and then we'll rotate for the next group of hunters. So one unit may only be hunted two or three times this year. Y'all, that's less pressure than 95% of the hunting clubs in the state. Y'all both know this. Pressure is the key to having a successful hunt. So we're going to manage it right where people get a quality opportunity.
I know, Chuck, realistically, it's not knowing really how many people are going to register to try to come and hunt. I mean, I would think that the numbers will be overwhelming. And I guess, there is a good chance, but it's limited. And that's what I like about it. It's not going to have the pressure. I mean, y'all are managing these places, you know, for trophy deer, so people can come in and kill a quality deer that they could like to mount. But they still stand a fairly good chance to being drawn.
Yeah, and I hate to use the manage it for trophy deer. We're managing for age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a trophy, to me, is a five-year-old six-point that weighs 220 pounds. I mean, so when we put a 16-inch limit on it, that's protecting our yearlings and our two-year-olds and a good portion of our three-year-olds. We don't want to put a point limit on it because then we end up high-grading. You're going to shoot 8-point or better. Well, you're targeting the best of the best of your younger age classes. So we'll have at our kiosk there when you come in the gate, it's going to have all the rules and regs where, look, we've got trail cameras out on salt licks and stuff right now. We're getting pictures of deer on these properties that we can show you, yeah, this is what you're targeting right here. A deer that looks like this is what you want to shoot. It's going to be a quality hunt.
Chuck, I'm going to tell you something. I was down at the QDMA National Convention back in July, and